again.
Wow, that didn't help, Dave.
Quite like doing it.
Here I am. Now back. We've got the video as well. People can actually see us. I'm sat here scrolling on my phone trying to find.
I mean, you did
topics.
That last time. You just got your phone out halfway through.
I better put it away, hadn't I?
The thing is that there's so much that goes on, and you just kind of like absorb it and then carry on. But then don't think to actually, when you sit there thinking like, what's happened this week? It's I literally retweeted someone this week who was like, all this happened before 2 p.m. on a Monday, and it was like loads of things that I can't remember what was on that list.
Well,
I was like, that's a great retweet.
Francis's appraisal last week, and he was like, one of the good things is you can't believe how fast the day goes. And he was like, it's a good point though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's either because you're enjoying your work or you're super busy, but you do blink and it's like, it's 12. It's like, where's that gone?
Yeah.
And then you sit down at your desk again and it's like 3.
That's just absolutely.
And then
not
you're going around
so
that time,
much.
Yeah.
And then I'm off to the golf course. Yeah. It's just the dream, isn't it? Imagine finishing early. Imagine finishing at 5:30. Being able to do that.
Why would you torture me like that?
We'll see what this morning. Got up 6 o'clock in the morning, done 9 holes already.
What?
That's why he looks tired now, aren't
he?
Yeah,
he was in early this morning.
Up at 5, in before 9 holes of golf. And now he's in.
Here he comes, walking by.
Tired, look, offering a nap in the toilet. Lazy.
I wonder if he'll ever listen to this back.
Probably not.
It's doubtful.
Mm, very doubtful. Anyway, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't have a topic.
Thanks. I'm not surprised.
Your topic could be price suck.
Price is 44K.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank you. Having a little rally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what someone should create? Well, actually, no, it's probably not relevant at all. But back in the day, you used to call that phone number to tell you the time.
Oh, you did? The talking clock. Yeah.
Someone should create a talking Bitcoin clock.
Oh,
a number
my
that you
days.
Call.
A phone number, you just call it and it tells
put
you.
Your
I mean, you can just Google it.
And it goes like at the point of the, what's it say? At the time of the third beep, the time will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was absolutely no point to whatever because, humanly, if you had a phone.
No, it was to synchronize. It was to synchronize clocks. So when you used to have manual clocks that you have to wind up, they slowly go out of time.
Wow.
So if your house was full of wind up clocks and you didn't have a digital clock, you needed a point of reference.
I did not.
And not to forget the phones at that time didn't have times on them.
I was the person who had a mobile phone and just used to call it because I didn't have any other friends to call.
I had a mate who once got a bleeper. Before mobiles were big. Yeah.
My uncle used to have a bleeper.
He's got a bleeper.
A bleeper?
Yeah, but this was like a school.
Like
a school.
Pager.
Oh, a pager.
Sorry,
pager.
I know. Used to be called bleepers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think pager's American, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bleeper was a bleeper, UK name.
All right, fair enough.
But then that, you'd have to call his bleeper number and leave a message. But it was someone answered the phone. And then he'd put it through on a text.
Oh, wow.
Way, but like just
that's
before.
Cool.
Showing my age a bit there, I think.
Wow.
Talking about retro.
Mm-hmm.
The new Thunder Games Snake came out. I know Molly. Addicted.
Have you been on it?
I've been on it. I'm not at addiction level yet, but it is bringing back the memories. The only thing I'm struggling with is obviously it's now made for smartphones, so you can't. You don't have the buttons you used to have on the Nokia, which is really affecting my high score. I used to be an absolute snake pro champion.
What button? How does it work then if you don't have a button?
You've got the button on the screen and you like have to.
The buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? But you don't have that. The feedback.
You don't have
of
that
it.
Physical.
The 3310.
I immediately tried to go through a wall and then realised that's
Snake
2.
That's
Snake
2, yeah.
The youngster in
you
the
should
room.
Be able to tell by the look of the snake. Is it just a block? Like the snake, original snake.
The original
drive.
Yeah,
this
isn't
block. Yeah, this hasn't got a face or
so it's just
like
so true to the original.
Yeah. And Sats while playing Snake.
Yeah. They're bringing out some good games at the moment.
I think they're the ones that will be more attractive to people because they are just a simple pick up and play, dead easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to learn how to play the game.
No.
Yeah, me and Dave, we talked about it before, just recreating all the retro games, but we lightning integrated.
Pac-Man as Bitcoin.
We were going to do Space Invaders. We nearly did that. We got there. I had it coded up.
We stole the code.
Dave stole the code. And changed the guy to be orange and thought he was finished.
Thought he was a coder.
I'm a game dev
now. He's a game dev now.
I'm a game dev.
Going out for funding.
Honestly, that's all you guys do. That's all. Go to Stack Overflow. Take someone's work and then just change the colour.
Copy paste is how
well, I'm on to you. Yeah.
Thunder Games, shout out, and then hopefully, more retro games.
I love Thunder Bay as well. That's a great one. That's Bubble Popper. You remember that game where you shoot the bubble?
Is it?
Good.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and the classic Bitcoin.
But Snake surely is limited. You can't, because you can only get so far on Snake. The Snake can only get so big. You've only got so big.
There's a maximum score, isn't
there? So you just, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like working hard for those sats, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
don't be giving away the good stuff.
It's fun. It's
low hanging fruit, isn't it? Gets people involved.
Yeah.
Very good.
So the price, anyway. That was a tangent. The price, 44K, I think we're just hitting at the moment.
Bit of a rally.
$44,000.
Mm-hmm.
That will come nicely into my one of my topics.
So smooth, isn't it? Like, oh, bring it back.
It's like it's having media training, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on.
That's fun, man. I don't think you
Don't keep the listeners in suspense.
So one of the topics to touch on. There's been quite a lot. There always is a lot happening every week, isn't there? But the Terra, they're buying $10 billion worth of Bitcoin over the next, what they think is 3 months, I think, from my understanding. So the price movement at the minute is them buying $125 million a day. They've only done 2 days worth at the minute.
Oh, okay.
So the two price pumps we've just seen effectively have been them buying $125 million. They've got 3 months of this to do.
So is that where have they got $10 billion from?
Right. So I've not looked into this massively in detail. It's
that's a shock,
it's
isn't it?
A hell of a lot. Yeah.
I thought you'd come with time, a perspective of exactly how this works.
Research? No,
this might be high level, listeners.
Is this 42-page white paper to read through? Yeah, I'll just read that this afternoon. So the concept of it, so they've created a stable coin, which is UST. And what they're doing with that is, I think they are pre-printing the stable coin and buying it with that. So the stable coin is effectively backed by Bitcoin. So in theory, they're kind of hoping they buy the $10 billion worth of Bitcoin. The price is pumping because they've been buying and they have $10 billion worth of Bitcoin, or they had that. It actually will be worth more than $10 billion by the time they've finished buying as well, because they've driven the price up as well. So it could be worth $12 billion, for example. So they've actually made $2 billion and got a $10 billion stable coin.
So they've had the market to be able to sell their original for them.
I'm not sure the detail, the mechanics of how they've managed to buy the Bitcoin with the UST that doesn't exist or isn't backed at the minute. They've done it like in a reverse ways, from my understanding, which is maybe someone can correct us on in comments somewhere if that's... incorrect.
I don't think we have enough listeners to
correct that.
To correct.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. Disrespectful.
Whoa. Not yet, Molly.
Just seeing Money Ninjas voted us as the best Bitcoin podcast that nobody listens to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the highest acclaim, I think. Because there'll be a lot out there, a lot of podcasts that aren't listened to.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, back to what you were saying.
In all fairness, I think that from our listeners, we are top, was it top 10% of podcasts globally? There's ridiculous stats.
Because there's just so many producers that no one listens to.
Yeah, is that. It's incredible. We looked at the stats of them and the listens to the podcast, and I think it's amazing how many listens you actually have to get in the top.
I mean, what a claim to fame that is.
Yeah.
We're in the top 10% podcast.
Because there's so many shit ones out there.
Whoa, you don't ignore that. Ignore that bit. Yeah. Well done, guys.
That's not the point.
Well done.
I'm guessing 10%. I can't remember. It was a while ago.
I'm going to have to look into that then.
We'll look at the start. I think it was top 10%, which is quite nice. So yeah, the $10 billion.
That's quite nice. A stat you've completely made up is quite about inside. That's a sort of low bar. Let's just make up stats that cheer up Danny.
You guys carry on, I'll
find it. Okay, you find it. I was going to talk about BlackRock coming out. Mr. Fink, the CEO, saying that they'll be looking into allowing people to invest in cryptos. He did use cryptos because they're seeing an uptick in demand, and they think that the war in Ukraine will accelerate adoption. Mm. And the thing what makes this quite interesting is 7 months ago he said the exact opposite.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, do you think this was related to the $17 billion they've had to just call it a loss because it was invested in Russian
security? Maybe actually, let's think about these growth markets a bit more.
Yeah, I assume it did make him think.
And they're saying that people are using it. That, I mean, it's tangible value there. If people are using it to get around sanctions, it's you can't ignore it. And they have been for too long. But it's also quite a quick U-turn, isn't it? 7 months.
Yeah, 7 months
in July last year.
It's reasonably fast as it kind of goes with people making new turns on decisions.
Yeah, it is prompt. And also they were, everyone, any news article about BlackRock, the first line is always £10 trillion. £10 trillion fund, yeah. BlackRock. So I thought that was quite interesting, and it might be taking some institutional investors, some more orthodox investors, giving another look at crypto, and hopefully with that they'll have another harder look at Bitcoin, because they'll realize there's no crypto, it's just Bitcoin, isn't it? So all good, I thought.
All good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Took their time.
Yeah, put that together.
Yeah.
Also wanted to talk about a great book that we started reading that we mentioned on the last podcast.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Check Your Financial Privilege.
Yeah, I keep forgetting what it's called.
Alex Gladstein, new book.
Brilliant book.
Brilliant book. How far are you in?
Like 20 pages. But I'm enjoying it.
It is good.
And the reason I wanted to mention it, because the case study on the first piece, of like there's a lot of case studies in particular about a Nigerian individual who was protesting. They got shut down and they had to turn to Bitcoin. So it's all about actually people that, where there's a huge use case. So essentially 86% of the world don't live in what is called a financial privilege.
Mm-hmm.
You started reading it, new in terms of
yeah, yeah.
to say that we could be slightly blinded because we live in a society where we don't have these sort of issues. Whereas this book highlights the case examples where, you know, massive assets have been confiscated off people.
But I think even that first stat that he says in the book, that like if you ask anyone, you know, in our situation, not in the industry, that, you know, 86% of the world doesn't have access to what you have access to, they wouldn't believe you. I think most people believe they're in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
So even that was quite eye-opening,
isn't it? So we're just
we have a financial privilege just by being born where we are.
We're sat in this little bubble of privilege,
yeah.
and we're still seeing how Bitcoin has use cases.
Mm.
And then what they've reminded me actually, because we put some jobs out last week. And we got. Did you see? You saw that, didn't you? You sent it to me. Not sure if we can talk about it. I'm going to anyway. that email from the lady who said how she's interested in Bitcoin.
Mm.
I won't go into too much details because obviously it's personal, but and she came from a society where that does affect this 86%, and she got into Bitcoin and realized how powerful it could be, because she's actually been there. She lived in a country where her possessions were actually confiscated. They were given a couple of hours to take all the possessions, what they could fit in a car, and move out of a country, lose the house and lose all their land. And she said that because it was so easily confiscated, and she's heard about Bitcoin, she's become a huge advocate for Bitcoin, and the fact that, you know, these are assets that you can protect as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's extremely interesting actually when you actually hear about it. I do think we're in a bubble in terms of, because we're just saying a store of value helps savings, slight inflation in the UK, but it's these problems are minor compared to what they have globally. Mm-hmm. So, and that's like page 20 of Gladstein's book. Imagine what I'm going to be quoting. Page 100.
Yeah, once you've finished
it's such a good, it's like right up your street. I know it's not on Audible yet, but hopefully it will be.
I'm not ready yet, but I will.
In terms of case studies, I think you'll be all over it when you read it.
I'll give it a read. Mm. But I mean, that's the direction, you know, the company is going ourselves. Coin Corner at the minute is, it's great that, you know, we have a big UK customer base and even European customer base, but actually the people that will benefit most from Bitcoin, Lightning, and some of the products that we're going to be releasing are the South Americans, the Africans, and so on. So that's where we want to push out there and help them guys out, really, more than anything, and help the adoption of Bitcoin through that. So that sounds interesting. I'll have a read.
So it's just imagine working somewhere where it's not about a get rich quick anymore. Mm. It's about, you know, actually helping people.
Yeah, making an impact.
Yeah.
So not Coinbase, not Binance, not any of them.
Well,
Shitcoin casinos. Is that what we're saying?
They've all got the place. They've all got the place. It's a free market.
See, I was thinking. So there was the Thailand as well. That's another one in the news this week.
They just closed it.
They've just banned for payments. Bitcoin payments. You can trade Bitcoin and cryptocurrency still, but you can't use it for payments. So the reason it was created, obviously, is peer-to-peer currency and all that. You know, there's arguments backwards and forwards there. We'll get into that. But they're basically shutting off a massive use case of what Bitcoin is for their own whatever reasons. But now all you can do is trade it. So you're trading an asset on speculate or cryptocurrencies, various assets there, on speculation of their price. but their price is, you know, what you're saying there, we see it as in the UK and everything else as an investment, a store of wealth and all that sort of side of it. So they're switching off the whole of the use case of it being an actual currency and a network for payments by saying you can't use it for payments, which in theory reduces its value. So the speculative case on that starts to reduce a little bit. So really, you're just trading Beanie Babies in some respects.
They've called it for financial stability. So it strikes me as they're struggling in other ways if they've got to do that.
But why can you trade it and not use it as an actual payment? It doesn't really make a lot of sense that. So you can gamble on the price of these shit coins going up and down, but you can't use it to buy your loaf of bread at the shop. That's just not.
No. Did they give a reason as to why they were buying?
They quote financial to maintain financial stability. I don't know what that means. It's very broad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll look more into it for next week. But
probably U-turned by that point.
Oh, they'll definitely flip on it. If you look at America's policy, America seems to be opening up everywhere for Bitcoin and crypto in terms of who can accept payments. They're all competing to open their doors as fully as possible. And that always strikes me as like the best way to go about it. But it's a very American method.
They're very competitive nation.
That's the way America is per se, isn't it?
One of them does it, the next one wants to outdo them, and the next one wants to outdo them. Yeah. It becomes competition FOMO almost.
Yeah. It's always accepting these new technologies and, you know, building on them. So I think just America might take a lead in sort of adoption, which
it looks like they were falling behind a few years ago. Yeah. Now it looks like they're moving forwards and driving it.
I think they're also driving the shit coins and
NFTs and all that sort of stuff, but they're driving it because it makes them money. That's all a lot of them care about, make money. Make money on a useless case. We spoke about this internally, didn't we, earlier, about even gambling. You know, we're calling them shitcoin casinos. Gambling really doesn't have a benefit to the world in any respect, really.
It's slight dopamine buzz when you're up 20% in a day.
It's a bit of fun, but we could live without it, can't we?
Yeah, but sure, you can live without a bit of fun, but I mean, what's the point?
Well, that's like, so
you need a bit of fun.
Yeah,
that's just a rule.
You could have a bit of fun. Gambling
what do you
do for fun?
You could have a bit.
What do I have to do for fun?
Yeah.
Just organise stuff.
Count things.
Count things.
Sit down and do crappy renders.
But yeah, you're just gambling. It's not a real world use case that we need in this world. It's not needed.
But I don't see a huge problem with that if you are just gambling. No, but so long as you're aware that that's what's happening.
Yeah,
and they're not trying to claim
if
they're changing the world.
And
but they are all missold.
That becomes more of a problem.
Of them are missold. Yeah.
If Coinbase called itself Coinbase Casino, then we'd be a lot happier.
Then it'd be a bit nicer. Yeah. But instead, they're calling it this place to come and get involved with the next buzzword, and that's now Web3 and NFTs and Metaverse and all that crap. Which
Metaverse is very real, Daddy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Okay.
It's literally the opposite of that.
I mean,
it is the literal opposite of real.
Well, no.
It's not
define,
real.
Define real. You give me a definition of real.
Now we're getting into
come on.
No.
Right now. Okay.
yes, top 10%.
I mean, like, anyone can look at their phone for 5 minutes, put it back away, not show anyone, and then put their thumb up and say, yes, top 10%.
I don't know if we are, Danny, now. I don't want to.
You could just do, top 10%.
I can't see from
here. Pretty much.
I'm just going to take your word for
it.
Well, it's a great marketing stat.
For each.
Yeah, we were in the top 20% originally, I think it was, and the top 10%.
Yeah, maybe originally, but not after the last few. Does anyone look at the numbers?
No.
Do you look at the numbers?
Occasionally.
Yeah. No point.
No, we're in the top 1%.
More reveal that stat in due course.
Is it a combined stat though? Is it like
combined
platform stat?
Yeah.
Well, it might be up there.
Yeah, no, we are. Surprisingly.
Don't be so pessimistic, mate.
There's a lot of podcasts out there. That's how we win there. anyway, back to Bitcoin. Have you got another topic, Dave? My bad.
Not really. I covered mine.
What about this?
Oh yeah, but that was just a weird thing in terms of.
it was like, don't want to know what's going on.
I just saw it. I was like, oh, that's a point. But it was like an article saying what is adoption, like, America.
Was this Breed Love or something?
This sounds like a Breed Love.
So I'm not sure he read it.
Very philosophical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it was like, what is it? If, like, if you're trading Bitcoin, are you adopting Bitcoin? Like, how do you classify adoption? Because, okay. Like, I think someone, Biden came out saying 60% of Americans had, like, traded in crypto. Mm. And then people have been taking that as saying 16% of Americans have adopted Bitcoin, and it has got twisted. Mm. But then you'd say, what is adoption? And then people are trying to clarify that it must be a certain percentage of your savings must be in Bitcoin and stuff like that. You've got to be.
Well, 16% is way too high then in that respect.
Adopted Bitcoin. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These are people who just maybe just bought, sold, you know, coming in and out of any crypto, and it's been twisted to say
16%. We know that our stats have historically as well pretty much mirrored up with Coinbase's at the smaller scale, but they do in percentage terms mirror up pretty much identical, don't they, all the way along, and their volumes, their everything, user sign up rates. So I think we could tell from that, 16%. We could have a good guesstimate, I imagine. I'm just trying to think through the numbers there. If you said like a portion of your net worth is in Bitcoin, or you're using it on a daily basis,
a significant portion.
It would be.
This article said 20%, which I even think is a bit low. But I would think, why is it like a monetary value? I think because, you know, people's like net worth might be, but it's more of like an understanding that the fiat system, I think you have to say that you have to, you know, understand that the fiat system isn't something long term that's sustainable at the moment, and that you've got to have turned to Bitcoin as more of an adoption piece. It's got to be.
There's a different type of, you're talking adoption there from somebody buying and holding Bitcoin. I know that's a use case.
Is that enough for adoption?
Well, no, I then argue, the adoption is more like you're using it every day. But then maybe they're two different metrics.
I would argue adoption is if you go to shop to buy something, you get both options.
Yeah.
If you're choosing to pay with Bitcoin, you're adopting.
Your
preferable rail of payment is Bitcoin.
Yeah,
that's available. The payments metric.
Yeah, that's for payments adoption. Yeah,
but we're just not that ready for anyone to have adopted Bitcoin then at that point.
El Salvador.
Maybe not true adoption.
Yeah, is there only really El Salvador that you could adopt Bitcoin in?
6 million people.
So I would say, if someone asked me, have you adopted Bitcoin? Of course I have. Yeah.
But you've adopted it for different use cases, isn't it? So yeah, if you classify all the use cases under one roof, then there's probably a good, 100 million people. It's potentially still optimistic. I don't know, 140 was knocking around, wasn't it? I think was on the numbers the other day.
Yeah,
140 million.
So could you be? We might be even earlier than we possibly think in terms of adoption, because there isn't the genuine adoption. It's hard to come by.
No, but we know. Yeah, what percentage of our customers would we say are genuine adopted?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be an interesting. We can get our stat for next week, Dave.
Yeah. Well, how do I get what? We'll phone them all up.
We'll base
it. No, sorry, are you genuinely adopted?
We'll base it.
No, my name's Tony.
Wow, that was a terrible dad joke,
wasn't it? I'm here all night.
It's because his wife's kicked him out. We could do it like on an like active users. If you've been active consistently for a year or something like that, where you've actively bought Bitcoin and been active.
How many trades would you have had to have done?
Just done one trade, but it means you've been consistently active every month, for example, for 12 months.
One trade in 12 months?
12 trades in a year. Let's go something along that
line. Danny Scott has now set the benchmark for adoption globally. Let's get that quote.
But I think it's something basic just to help us gauge.
I would argue, it's still so early on in terms of the number of years Bitcoin's been around. I think it was, I can't remember what we read, but it says it could be several hundred years when you're looking at a true new, currency, essentially. It might not even be true adoption in our lifetimes.
Well, that Ray Dalio thing in terms
terms
of the turning, which suggested we're in the bracket now.
We may miss this one. It may be still too early for this one.
So this will be the digital currency, and then Bitcoin might be the next few cycles.
Yeah,
well, that's a scary thought.
Yeah,
a lot of people are
very early
moving away from the cycle being a 4-year cycle now, and going cycles are ended, and that seems to be a bit of a growing campaign or a growing camp at the minute. I haven't really made my mind upon that yet. And maybe you're right, Zach. There's another, two, three, four cycles before we start to really see true adoption. at a global scale.
But obviously in these modern times, everything's accelerated. You know, technology's moving on quicker than it ever has done. So you can't take these historical time spans and apply it to the modern day.
Yeah, maybe.
But no one knows, really.
Well, Ray Dalio does, if you watch the video.
He's pretty firm on it.
All I was thinking watching that is a very good video, by the way.
Do you want to tell the audience what it is?
It's Ray Dalio's...
I
forgot the title of it now.
No, I can't remember the title.
The latest one, it was out 2 weeks ago. Go on YouTube and you'll find it quite easily. It's had quite a few million views already, hasn't it? I remembered all that, but I don't remember the title. When I was watching that, there's a part in it, so he's showing, like, you know, they've had now the data to be able to analyze all the history and how it's all gone and how you see these cycles similar to how Bitcoin hype cycles. They've got these cycles with global currencies and global power. What I now see is we now, in the era where we are now in the digital age, are able to share data and able to analyze the data that they've never had the luxury of doing in the past. So the US now, which is in power and has this global reserve currency, has this data available to them and can see where they could potentially go wrong. And then they could potentially prevent it in a more targeted and structured way to prevent themselves from losing the global power, which would break the cycle because they have the historical data to go on, which none of the other powers previously have ever had that data at hand.
They don't seem to be doing that, though, do they? With crazy amounts of money printing. And...
They're doing all the things that you would tick the box and say, you're on your downhill now.
All the markers are there.
Heading down. But at the same time, they've got that data. And one of the biggest, most famous investors in the US, and I'm sure a very powerful guy, Ray Dalio, there, has this data, has made a video on it. Surely he's talking to government and they'll have to be figuring out, because he did highlight the video throughout that people, they can change things, and which will, on the downward trend, might flip them back up to the other direction and it can extend their power. So he's got to be working with government there to see how they extend that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think ever since I learned that, like during economics, like degrees and stuff, they don't teach you that inflation can go above 2%. I don't trust any of these guys. I don't trust any of these guys. They don't know what they're doing.
I think you're also giving a bit of credit to the government in terms of, do you think they'll be aware of this? Well,
they have advisors, don't they? Like, Ray Dalio is likely an advisor to certain departments within government or has communication with
them. Donald Trump's just been in power. And his handover from Obama didn't speak to any of the current people, any of these offices. If you were Fire and the Fury by Michael.
They're also running off their short-term cycles.
Yeah,
the 4-year presidential cycles.
Yeah,
maybe that's the problem.
None of them care about long term.
So the tragedy of the horizon.
We're going down politics here, aren't we?
Oh, that's which is nice what segue. Which is what I tweeted about this last night.
Nobody understands.
No one got it. I honestly put that render out thinking that is a beautiful render. Nothing. Like, you know, after an hour when it's got like 100 impressions.
Did you do the thing like, oh, Twitter must be down?
I did it initially. Twitter must be down. This is absolute gold.
Have I been shadow banned?
Yeah. YouTube must go through that all every tweet.
Every one of my tweets bangs.
That's probably it. Every failure tweet, you just think, oh, there's something wrong with Twitter. It's massive.
What's going on?
Yeah. But then in hindsight, it was just because no one really got it.
Right. Do you want to explain it? Because you have had to explain it.
Yeah, I've had to literally explain it to everyone.
Put this tweet under the
Ollie got it. Ollie came back to me and said that's the best tweet you've ever done. So that's the one takeaway. But you might have been being sarcastic.
I think
So basically, it was the analogy that was using three little pigs, and that the first house made of, like, the first little pig goes out and he sees the first thing that he can to build a house, doesn't care, it's easy. And so I just modeled had supposed to be a hay house but made it out of fiat and had a pig in it, and then the other two little pigs looking at it. And the analogy would obviously that Bitcoin would be the, you know, well thought out strong currency, would be the third house, the brick house, and this is the first house, fiat. You know,
but there was no brick house in the render.
Yeah, there's also no wolf either. Like, yeah, I looked really carefully.
The two other pigs were miles away.
You could see the three pigs. If you counted the pigs, and you go, oh yeah, that's obviously a hay house made.
I literally saw it and thought, okay, it's a hut made of dollars with a pig's ass sticking out.
Is that what is that?
Yeah. It made no sense. Yeah. Okay.
Should I? You needed more visual clues.
Yeah,
I knew it was three little pigs.
I didn't get that.
But I couldn't get grasp. Like, who's the big bad wolf?
Well, you don't need a big bad wolf.
But he blows the house down.
The fact is, the house is fragile in the first place. Yeah, if it can be blown down by a bed, wolves can't blow down houses.
But they did.
as well as the quote of the podcast.
Destroy kids' dreams.
Pigs also can't build houses. But the point is that pig has made a short term decision because it's the easiest decision to make. And that's what's happening with some fear will.
Tragedy of the horizon.
That's why I labeled it Tragedy of the Horizon. As soon as I thought, it's going to bang. This is another banger. Get him away. This is it.
It was far too complicated.
Yeah, it was. It was just not very good. In hindsight, it was just rubbish. So yeah.
It was a good render, though. The render itself was very good.
Oh, I know. I'm technically proficient.
Dave, you told me this morning it was dark to hide the imperfections.
Well, yeah, but I told you that in secrecy.
Okay, oh, he does that a lot with the light in the old.
Yeah, you can
bring down the lighting on the render. Yeah, you can hide a lot.
If you were to move the camera angle a lot, it'd just be like, what's this?
So is this a trilogy? You're going to be doing
No, not anymore. I've given up on that one. Moved on.
Basically, I desperately
keep thinking of tweets or renders to do just to get 100 sats off Zach every day.
Mm. The Bitcoin rabbit was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was quite cool.
A couple hundred likes.
The bird was good.
Yeah. The bird was good. Maybe I'll just do more of them.
Yeah, more animals.
Exactly the same. They're just a different animal every day.
We've not had a honey badger yet and a whale.
Oh, you haven't done a whale? A bull? A bear?
We've got lots of there.
We'll have to edit all that out. Yeah. That's going to be all my next renders. Yeah, anyway. Good fun.
Fudbusting. Onto the fudbusting.
Oh, yes. Fudbusting. Our exciting new segment.
Yeah. We are stealing someone's segment here, by the way.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow. I just want to apologise.
We are creating an open source
in case
world.
We get called out. Yeah. I just want to make everyone aware that someone already does this on a
Bitcoin. Well, we're all on the same team then.
I need
more
to find
out. More
fudbusting
the better, surely.
Yeah.
So
I'm just clarifying.
Maybe we should say his name or something, whatever. Or tag him in.
Tag him and say we're stolen. I'll
try and remember who it is.
So the Binance thing that popped up very quickly. I think people saw that news and it was unfortunately, was it Reuters that published it, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
A couple of others.
They just post any old shit now, don't they?
I don't know where they got it from either. I don't know where that rumor came from. Well, I think there was a video,
wasn't
there?
Sorry, what was the news?
Right, so we'll explain it quickly.
Binance news.
So apparently El Salvador, Bitfinex has dropped El Salvador for the Bitcoin bond. So they're not involved in that anymore. And El Salvador scrambling, panicking apparently to get somebody else to do it, and they got Binance to do it. So Binance are going in there to help them out. The president
sorry, that's genuine news.
No, that's what came out last night. Okay. And that's what Reuters printed. Yeah, and that's what a load of others did. Yeah, that's not true. The president then came out saying, like, basically, no, this is not true. I think Samson even tweeted, yeah, don't believe what you read in mainstream media and stuff like that. Bitfinex is still doing the Bitcoin bond, it's still going ahead. Binance are there for some other reason, I think the president tweeted out. So CZ there has obviously got an interest in something, whether that's setting a company up, doing whatever they're doing there, I don't know. It might be buying a bank or buying a payment institute. I think they're already in Brazil with you recently, doing similar scouting effort. There was just a video, as far as I'm aware, of CZ walking out of a hotel with like paparazzi all over him. Don't know what was going on there. But I don't know if someone's seen that video, seen news in El Salvador, and they've wrote that Reuters article, I think. I don't know how that came about. So mainstream media lying again.
The bond is delayed.
The president tweeted they're reforming their pension scheme first.
Yeah. Finance minister said it's not the right time at the minute, I think.
So there's a tiny grain of truth and it's exploding.
Well,
that's
like all mainstream media, isn't it?
Well, it's hard to write genuine content and good content. Yeah. Come up with good content, it's hard. So I'm on these guys.
Trying to make excuses.
Why are you making excuses for these scumbags?
Okay.
Because he's just gone through it. It's creating it. So on the back of that as well, what was I going to go on to then?
More fud busting.
Yeah, El Salvador, Binance. Oh, he tweeted as well. Less fud busting, but he tweeted, did I share it last night, about the US have written him a four-page letter basically saying, explain me all the reasons as to why you've made Bitcoin legal tender and what's your AML policies and all this sort of stuff, basically asking El Salvador for
That's been in pipeline for a while. I remember we talked about it. There's so much news. I don't know if anyone remembers, but yeah, someone put forward a bill to basically keep an eye on El Salvador and what they're doing and all that kind of thing.
So that's genuine news.
Yeah, he published a letter for everyone to see. So the US have literally written him a letter saying like 4 pages of all this stuff they want off him, like information about this whole Bitcoin thing. So it's like I think he tweeted saying something like he never thought in his lifetime the US would be scared of what we're doing in El Salvador, which is
they probably owe America some money along the way. For there must be reason or able.
They're on the US dollar, aren't they?
They've been trying to get a loan from the
IMF.
IMF for so long.
Yeah. So maybe America just
Bitcoin bond comes in. And
I assume they're gonna start. Not regulating them, but labeling them as higher risk and all that kind of stuff. Because it mentioned FATFA in there as well. I don't know if you read that.
I've not read that.
Right.
We need compliance guy in to come and talk regulation.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
It's
just the end of the world with those guys every
day.
Every day. Alex is great. Alex
came up. You want to hear him when they're talking. He's just like, oh, everything's getting shut down. He's like, oh, come on. Where's your optimism?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we make money? The other fud busting was Honduras, because Honduras, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Honduras.
Honduras. It's the Fleetwood accent, you know.
That'll be the next car after the Jazz.
The Honduras.
100% electric.
Honduras.
Wow.
Crack on, anyway.
I can't even say it again now. I'm not going
to
say
it. I'll say it for you. When you wanted to say it, just put your hand up and I'll say it for you. You stay silent.
So
Honduras.
They decided there was rumors knocking around, wasn't there, that they were going to introduce Bitcoin's legal tender. And I think most of them rumors came from Samson having a cup of coffee there, which has not been helpful for media's running away with stories.
Oh, that was fun as well. Honduras aren't going to make it.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Where have you been?
You've just not been here.
You've been doing those renders. Yeah.
So. Oh, I did the Honduras render. It's about to come out. This food affects everyone.
All your three fans that like it.
I wish I had three.
So they are basically looking at a central bank digital currency, not at Bitcoin. I didn't realize they actually have a central bank, which I was unaware of. So yeah, you can understand why they've not gone Bitcoin legal tender route. We'll have to see how that plays out. But unfortunately, it's just another one of them central bank digital currencies that are trying to be pushed out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which are not great. We'll see what other South American rumors come to be true, I guess.
Very good.
And the food busting, I think.
Good food, but food busting needs its own jingle. We get Mikey just to go.
I do want to put my hand up. Just do it from that point.
Well, no, Mikey got rid of the bongos. He's not going to bring back a jingle.
Oh, no. Yeah. Right, very good.
Cool. Are we done?
I don't know. I feel like we can't end on that negative news.
Oh, what about that one? Oh, no.
Huh?
Oh, is that product placement or?
No, I just brought it in because I was going to start reading it.
Oh, last time it looked like
while we were talking.
No, I was just looking.
Before you get onto that, if you watched the video from the last one, it looked like we were sponsored by Starbucks.
Oh, right.
Danny's cup was just like right in focus on the frame.
I never go to Starbucks.
It's the big tall one as well.
I never go to Starbucks, and I've got my two cups are Starbucks cups. I don't know where they've come from.
Right.
Disclaimer: we're not sponsored by Starbucks.
No,
for independent ourselves.
Independent of all sponsorship.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Daniel Prince's new book.
New book?
Is it a new book?
No, it's been out. Old book.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He just sent it to us now.
Daniel Prince's new to me book.
Yeah. Fair point.
I'm going to read it. Yeah, it just arrived in our office. It actually looks really interesting.
Show the camera. No, you're still having a camera there.
No, forgot about that.
I'm on teleshow.
Yeah, so I'm going to start reading that as soon as I've finished Alex Gladstein's book.
Gonna make our book club.
Oh yes,
we can't. It's not
I haven't even. Oh, isn't it?
No.
How about you just read a book?
We need to get that back going. That.
Yeah, can you not just read
Bitcoin book?
No, I can't.
Should we do guided teachers have been asking, you know, like at school, so you can just, we can have the book and just read it to you.
If someone can read it out to me. Yeah,
okay.
I'm game for
that. We'll do a guided reading session.
Maybe. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Dan, for
yes. Thank you, Dan.
Send us a couple of copies. Very cool.
Cool.
Yep. Thanks very much.
No more topics. You guys need to start bringing topics.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. Honestly, last week's episode.
Snake game.
Fair enough.
You caught me off guard. Last week's episode only went out on Tuesday, and I'm just very thrown by it this week. So I apologize.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the crowd.
No, apology accepted.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Cool.
Nice one, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Good.
Cheerio.
Cheers, guys. Peace.